Hello and good evening. My name is Jesse and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Do you have a couple of minutes?
For what now?
A public opinion survey in your community. Do you have a couple of minutes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So with which political party are you registered with?
Republican.
Republican, and are you aware that very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections? Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely? Somewhat? Not at all likely?
Yeah, I'm going to vote Republican.
So is that a definitely that you're going to vote?
Definitely.
Okay, perfect. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how would you be voting in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday?
In person?
Okay. And what is your main racial background, ma'am? Hispanic, white, Caucasian, Asian American? White? Okay. And what is your age range? 18 through 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or 75 and older?
66 to 75.
Okay. And you will not be given the list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can also indicate that as well, okay? Christina Fitzpatrick.
I never heard of her.
Okay, never heard of. Kamala Harris.
No opinion.
No opinion. Jack Mariano.
No.
No opinion or never heard of, or you're very unfavorable?
I never heard of him.
Never heard of? What about Chris Knuckle?
The police?
I'm sorry?
The police officer?
I'm not quite sure what his role is, but you might be in the right direction there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Lisa Yeager.
Lisa Yeager. No. No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Mike Fasano.
Don't know the names.
Never heard of. What about Gabriel Papadopoulos?
No.
Never heard of? Okay. No worries. Now, you'll be asked a few short questions about upcoming August Republican primary elections, okay? Now, if the Republican primary elections for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? We have Michelle Mandarin, or we have John Legge?
Not for sure yet.
Not for sure yet? If you just had to decide between one of the two, this is not your final answer. This is just hypothetically speaking. That way we can move along with the survey.
What was the question?
If the Republican primary elections for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, for whom would you vote for? We have Michelle Mandarin or John Legge?
John Legge.
John Legge, okay. So probably, right? Okay. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 was held today, and the candidates were Lisa Yeager, Gabriel Papadopoulos, or Christina Fitzpatrick, for whom would you vote?
Probably Christina Fitzpatrick.
Okay. Now, that's probably right. And last, if the Republican primary elections for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, Gina Finocchiaro or Jack Mariano, for who would you vote for?
Probably neither one of them.
If you just had to lean towards one of them? It's not a, this is not a final answer. This is just a survey to get people's opinion. This is far from your final answer.
What was the one, Michelle?
No, Gina, and her last name is very tough. I could spell it out. It's Finocchiaro. Finocchiaro. It's fun. That one's fun. And then we have Jack Mariano. For which one?
Jack Mariano.
Okay. That's probably or definitely?
It's a maybe.
Maybe, probably. Okay. From the following list, what have you read, seen, or heard of Lisa Yeager in the campaign for Pasco County Commission? Have you seen any television ads or received any mail in the box, or have you seen any text messages, any campaign volunteers putting signs in front of the people's houses, anything?
Nothing.
Okay, moving along. And what you have recently read, seen, or heard of Lisa Yeager, would that make you more likely to vote or less likely to vote for her?
I'd probably be more likely to vote for her.
Okay. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish classification purposes, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you consider yourself liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
What was the last one?
We have liberal, moderate, and conservative. How do you consider yourself in your political beliefs? Would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I believe conservative.
Okay. What was the last year of formal education you have completed?
12,
okay. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much. You've done great this evening. You have yourself a wonderful night, okay?
Thank you.
Stay safe. Bye.